This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to the UK, where 2 months ago this week, the Brits woke up to find out that they had voted to leave the European Union. The extrication process has barely begun, but 2 months later, some dire predictions have not immediately come true. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
EU supporters had warned that Brexit could cause mass unemployment. So far, that's clearly not happening, says James Reid, boss of one of Britain's biggest recruitment agencies. Since the referendum, he's advertised more than a third of a million new posts.
We've seen financial services and banking slow down, but at the same time, technology and automotive has accelerated. There are more jobs. For some companies, it's looking like a good prospect.
Unemployment has fallen. Retail sales are up. Moody's, the ratings agency, says the UK won't slip into recession. Employment Minister Damian Hines.
While there's no complacency, I think this does demonstrate the core strength of the British economy as we enter into this new phase. Britain is still the same outward-looking, ambitious, globally trading nation.
But some business people are anxious. While the sharp fall in the pound has helped boost exporters, importers are suffering. Tom Cridland is a young entrepreneur who's built a thriving fashion business. Most of his costs are incurred abroad, in euros.
The cost of the manufacturing team being based in Portugal, it's gone up by about 20%, obviously due to the fall of the pound.
He now fears a long period of uncertainty as the UK negotiates a new relationship with its European partners. That fear is widespread and has ominous implications, says Lee Hopley of the EEF Manufacturing Organisation.
When you see confidence take a knock, you might expect companies to review their recruitment and investment plans going forward. And certainly some of the companies that we talk to are doing that at the moment.
So, 2 months after the Brexit vote, here's the bottom line. The worst fears of the EU supporters have not yet been realised, but it's still too early to say whether or not there will be lasting damage. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.